This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the compendium of complete works of great Tamil poet and freedom fighter Subramanya Bharti at his residence in New Delhi today. Subramanya Bharti's writings instilled patriotism in people, brought the essence of Indian culture and spiritual heritage of the country to masses in language that the masses can relate to. It contains details of the editions, explanations, documents, background information and philosophical presentation, among others, of the writings of Subramanya Bharti. President Draupadi Murmu has stressed on ensuring a safe, secure and equitable digital environment that protects the rights and dignity of every individual. She said, cybercrime and climate change are new threats to human rights. The president was addressing a program on the occasion of Human Rights Day in New Delhi yesterday. President Murmu said, India stands as a shining example before the world by implementing policies for poverty alleviation, hunger eradication, and offering equal opportunities to the youth. On the occasion, President Murmu released three publications of the National Human Rights Commission. Addressing the event organized by National Legal Services Authority, NLSA, in New Delhi yesterday to commemorate the day, Chief Justice of India Sanjeev Khanna highlighted that criminal courts require reform. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh called on Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow yesterday on the margins of the 21st session of India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Cooperation. Defense Ministry said in a statement that they discussed various issues of bilateral defense cooperation. Both leaders expressed that partnership between both the countries holds immense potential and combined efforts that will pave way for remarkable outcomes. During the meeting, Mr. Singh mentioned the friendship between India and Russia, saying New Delhi has always stood by its Russian friends and will continue to do so in future. Government has evacuated 75 Indian nationals from Syria following recent developments in the West Asian country. The evacuees include 44 Zareen from Jammu and Kashmir who were stranded at Zaida Zainab. All Indian nationals have safely crossed over to Lebanon and will return by available commercial flights to India. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the evacuation was coordinated by the embassies of India in Damascus and Beirut. The evacuation was put into effect following New Delhi's assessment of the security situation and request from Indian nationals in Syria. Two educational institutions in Punjab are raring to host the 7th edition of Smart India Hackathon 2024 software edition from today. The Lovely Professional University, Fagwara, near Jalandhar, is hosting the grand finale as one of its key nodal centres, having 37 teams tackling 6 critical issues, those by the governments of Punjab and Rajasthan related to artificial intelligence and mentor connect, etc. Israeli Defence Minister Israel Katz has said that Israel was creating a sterile defence zone in southern Syria to prevent hostile forces from approaching its borders. Speaking during a visit to the Navy base in Haifa, Mr. Katz said he and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had instructed the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, to establish the zone, which would be free of weapons and armed threats and created without a permanent Israeli presence. He said the aim is to prevent hostile groups from consolidating near Israel's border in the aftermath of Bashar al-Assad's downfall. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Mao Ning has said China has decided to impose visa restrictions on U.S. personnel over interference in Hong Kong affairs. The spokesperson made the announcement at a regular press briefing in Beijing in response to the recent U.S. announcement to impose visa restrictions on officials of the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region government. The spokesperson said that the United States has interfered in China's internal affairs and violated the principles of international law and basic norms governing international relations. In women's cricket, India will face hosts Australia in the third and final game of the three-match ODI series at WACA Ground in Perth today. The match is scheduled to begin at 9:50 a.m. Indian time. Australia have already secured an unassailable 2-0 lead in the series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.